We're going to talk about what's going on with the Fair Labor Standards Act. And as you know, this statute was passed in the 1930s, during the middle of the Depression. And it was basically intended to force employers to spread work around. They wanted to discourage long hours by requiring them to pay overtime. They wanted to require them to pay a minimum wage, and it outlawed child labor and a number of other things, many of which were very good at the time. The problem with the statute is it was designed for industrial employers in the 1930s, and now it's being applied to everybody, including service employers and high-tech employers. Recently, the focus of both enforcement by the Department of Labor, which enforces this statute, and private litigators that, and there are many of them out there bringing these kinds of claims, is first whether an employee has received the overtime to which they are entitled. Second big focus is whether an employee has been misclassified. And as Gary Eisenstadt just talked about, this includes independent contractors, whether they are actually independent or whether they're employees entitled to the minimum wage and overtime. But it also applies to whether or not the exemptions apply. As you know, under the Fair Labor Standards Act, there are a number of exemptions from the overtime and really the minimum wage requirements. Three of these are known as the white-collar exemptions, and those include the executive or manager exemption, the professional exemption that covers most of us, and that's why we don't get minimum wage or overtime, and third, the administrative exemption, which is kind of the catch-all. That applies to people like safety directors that have a specific policy-making function within the company.